So it's a different deal for New Zealand returnees depending on what Aussie state they are in. New South Wales is the worst hit with 136 new community COVID cases in Greater Sydney today, with Kiwis heading home from there required to go straight into 14 days of MIQ. Not so for anyone coming home from Victoria. Te Pirimia, Jacinda Ardern, explained they're allowed to self-isolate at home and are free after a negative day 3 test. What are your forecasts for the number of people who will require MIQ spots, and how are you going to accommodate that?
Well, of course, the only individuals at this stage who will need to go into managed isolation are those from New South Wales. And so those individuals are already aware of that requirement.
How many spots, though, are you going to need for them?
So and where are they coming from? Just to be clear on that, there is no requirement being added here for quarantine. It's what we've already identified for travellers from New South Wales. All other states are able to return with their pre-departure test. Victoria has some additional requirements, but we are not asking anyone new from this change to go into managed isolation. Do you mean beyond the week?
But what's happened is you've given them a 7-day window, right?
Yep.
So, given that there's a deadline now, what kind of pressure does that put on MIQ?
I'll give an initial response now on hand to the Minister. My strong message to every New Zealander who is in Australia right now, who has no intention of staying there long term, is come home. We're giving you 7 days so that we can clear the demand for any New Zealander who is currently in Australia and does not intend to stay. If you stay beyond that period of time, you will have to enter into the MIQ booking system with everyone else. And at that point, we cannot guarantee when you'll be able to get a voucher. So my message is come back now.
If I just quickly run through the numbers, we know from our immigration data that around just over 20,000 New Zealanders, since the Trans-Tasman bubble was opened, just over 20,000 New Zealanders have travelled to Australia and have not returned back to New Zealand. The spread of that varies across states. By far the three biggest states, which account for the vast bulk of that, are Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. Within New South Wales, it sits at around 4,000 to 4,500 people. We have around just about 1,200 in our MIQ facilities at the moment, and we've got a few more still coming in over the next few days as we fill up the 1,000 rooms that were allocated for the first fortnight. We are getting more than one person per room on average, so we're getting a number of couples and families coming back. That allows us to accommodate more people within the rooms that we have available, and we'll keep going through that with New South Wales because they cannot return without coming through MIQ. But for everyone in the rest of Australia, we want them to come back in the next 7 days so that they don't have to go through MIQ. As the Prime Minister has indicated, MIQ is pretty full, and we're not going to have a lot of extra rooms available for people who are wanting to delay their travel back to New Zealand. If they want to guarantee that they can come back, they should do that in the next 7 days.
Prime Minister, just to follow up on Victoria, can I just follow up on Victoria?
And then I'll come to you.
Yep.
So plenty of time.
Why are you trusting people coming back from the state of Victoria to self-isolate, but requiring others to go into a more formal setting, MIQ?
You can very much see the very different status of outbreaks between New South Wales, where you've had over 130 cases reported today, versus what is happening in Victoria. So the status of the outbreaks are vastly different, which is why we're asking for different responses for those New Zealanders who have been there. The threshold in New South Wales, given the fact that it is very clearly in the community, we're asking people to go into MIQ. For Victoria, it'll be a two-step process. Pre-departure testing, and then a test once they've come back to New Zealand.
Prime Minister, the Bledisloe Cup Wallabies, are they going to be allowed to come to New Zealand? Will you accommodate them in MIQ? What's going to happen around that?
So two points that I think this is a useful juncture for me to point out. The week that we have available for New Zealanders to return, there will be some New Zealanders who will not be eligible to return in those 7 days because they may be caught by being in a location of interest in, say, Victoria, or may need to self-isolate for other reasons. We will work through with those New Zealanders their return because, of course, it's beyond their control that they can't come back in that 7-day window. Likewise, if there are significant economic issues that are brought up by the closure, in that 7-day window that can be resolved, then we have a delegated minister to work through any of those issues. However, it must be in the 7-day window. We're not making exemptions outside of that. Everyone else has to go into quarantine.
So, Prime Minister, am I hearing you correctly? If the Wallabies can make an economic case, in that 7 days, you may accommodate them to
come here, and as long as they're not in New South Wales, they won't have to go into MIQ.
There's issues to be worked through there, but what we were very clear
in principle,
as what we were very clear on as a cabinet, it must be during the same time that New Zealanders are able to return without quarantine. We'll not be making a special exemption outside of that, so no one will be able to avoid quarantine. No New Zealander and no Australian outside of that 7-day window.
But there's still potential for the Wallabies to come in that window.
If they are able within the 7-day window that New Zealanders are able to return, A, if they're able to demonstrate the case, and B, if they're able to come in that window, none of that, as I understand, has been fully worked through. We're leaving that to delegated ministers to make those decisions, not just for this situation, for any others where there may have been pre-arrangements that have significant economic impact if they are removed.
It's almost sold out, so is that economy enough?
Again, I'll just leave it to the Minister and those involved to work that through. But I think what was really important for Cabinet was for not to create an exemption that any other person would not be able to access, given New Zealanders will be returning in that period. We believe that was a fair basis on which to allow a short exemption for an Australian group.
And they will be free to leave after the matches?
Well, as is any Australian who is currently here, can be free to leave at any time that they are able to. Of course, they'll need to keep them flying the frequency of flights.
So, given that there's this paused, well, 2-month freeze,
yeah,
on the Trans-Tasman bubble, what effect does that have on your timetable to make public some of your thoughts on broader border issues relaxation of MIQ?
No change. We'll still be sticking to the timetable we've set around setting out that reconnection plan, bringing in the public health experts and advisers, particularly Professor David Skegg, to help share some of the advice we've been receiving. Because ultimately, the Trans-Tasman arrangement was one element of our reconnecting plan. We have to think about how we deal more broadly with other countries where COVID is more present.
And the date for the first taste of that is when?
Oh, I'll make sure that we share that publicly. I just want to check that it hasn't moved, but it's not too far away. I indicated it was
this
a matter
month?
Of weeks. I'd need to go and just double check. I'm just trying to recall the date, Lisa. It's not too far away, a matter of weeks.